So let's go through A Life of Salvation, part one, as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. So there are many different teachings about salvation. Some believe the only thing we have to do is confess and believe in Christ Jesus. Others believe we have to continue to seek in God's grace and mercy all the way to the end to be saved. While others believe we cannot lose our salvation. And still there are others who believe we don't need Jesus. We could just go to God the Father ourselves and receive salvation. So let's travel through God's word to understand the Father's and Christ Jesus' teaching so we understand what God wants us to believe regarding his salvation. You have to tune in next week to get a Life of Salvation part two to get the complete teaching. So we're all born under sin. Since that time Adam and Eve refused God's plan of salvation and broke God's commandments, all the way through today, we're all born of sin. Salvation is about us coming to Christ Jesus, taking up our cross and following him, so we're on the road or the journey that leads us into God's salvation. See, in the Old Testament, God used prophets and priests to guide and bring his people into his presence. God came to earth to show himself to us in a cloud and through fire. His purpose was and is to bless those who believe in his power and authority as their creator and God. See, God reveals his rules to mankind in a form of laws, teaching us about forgiveness of sin. And the Father worked with religious leaders trying to get his people to stay on track until the coming of his Son. But we failed, and God withdrew himself from our presence because of our sin. God is such a loving God. He never forgets about those who seek him. So he prepared his Son so we could be reconciled to him through the blood offering that God required for the creation of the world. And through Christ Jesus, the Father created a new covenant that could not be broken by man's sins and misdeeds. So his salvation would stand forever. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, was given all power and authority to execute the Father's will to save those who are lost, to bring us into the salvation of God. Christ Jesus came to save us from ourselves and from Satan's grasp. Through the baptism process, we're born again into a new creation. We need to see ourselves dead to the ways of this world and alive to God the Father through Christ Jesus. And through Christ, we're free to approach God the Father in his name to develop a relationship based on faith and trust. This is the good news that Christ Jesus brought to share with mankind. Through Christ, we experience a spiritual circumcision of our hearts through the cutting away of our sinful nature so we have salvation. We must trust in the power of God that flows through Christ Jesus to set us free from this sin and death. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 through 12. Salvation gives us a new beginning. Things in our past have died. Our old habits must come to an end. Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 to 12 says, "And when you come to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature, that you were buried with Christ when you was baptized. And with him, you was raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ Jesus from the dead." See, accepting Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior gets us in the front door. It starts the salvation process of being saved from sins we committed before Christ. All our transgressions since we have come to know the Lord through the repentance of our sin. And through salvation, we have access to God's promises through Christ Jesus. And God's promise is that once we accept his Son as our Lord and Savior, we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit was given to reside inside of us, guaranteeing God's promise of salvation in our lives. God's salvation is a free gift. There's nothing you and I can do to earn it. There's no price we can pay for it. There's no work we can do to receive it. It is a gift to those who believe in Christ Jesus and do God's will. See, Christ is interceding for us because of his great love for us. And through Christ, God reveals his truth and purpose for our lives. See, if we die with Christ, then we will also be resurrected with him when he returns. He will then bestow upon us the salvation of our soul. See, Christ Jesus paid the price to have all our sins washed away so we can be born again, be given a new life to glorify God. Because Jesus lives forever, we'll be raised with him in his glory and receive salvation. Christ is given the highest place of honor, and those who believe in him will walk in the light of his salvation. If we don't, turn away. Through our relationship with Christ, we receive salvation as we trust in God, placing all our faith and hope in him. See, Christ suffered, died, and was raised to life in his spirit. And he preached to those who were bound. Then he took his place on God's throne next to the Father to be a light of salvation to the world. Let me ask you something. Do you know someone who does not know how to accept the free gift? See, instead of seeing it as a blessing, they see it as something they may or may not want, let alone gladly receive it. See, instead of accepting what was freely given, they look at it and try to determine whether it's something they desire, something they want for themselves. Maybe they want to exchange it for something else that fits their needs. See, free salvation is given, and freely it needs to be received. The question is, can we lose our salvation? I, too, being brought up in a particular church denomination, believe that I could not lose my salvation. But after being called by God, much studying and listening to the Lord and praying and the Holy Spirit teaching me, I now understand God's truth about his word. In Ezekiel chapter 18, we learn that if we who have been brought into religious standing with God turn from God, then any good we have done will be forgotten by God, and we would die in our sins. In Matthew chapter 24, Christ teaches us that we need to endure to the end to be saved. The book of Luke teaches us that we can lose our salvation because we'll care more about this world than about God. We're living in a time that God's word speaks when many will turn away from God's truth. Many false prophets will appear. We see them on TV, on social media. They're deceiving many. Wickedness is increasing, and the love of most is growing cold. But the one who stands to the end will be saved. See, Christ spoke about us losing our salt in Mark chapter 9, letting us know that we lose our saltiness. We're worth nothing. In Luke chapter 12, we said that if we get tired of waiting on Christ's return and go back to committing sin, we'll be placed with unbelievers. And for those who are trying to receive salvation by strictly following the law, they must understand that in order to receive salvation through the law, the whole law has to be obeyed. And since we're unable to keep the whole law, we're nothing but lawbreakers. See, those who are trying to justify themselves by the law learn in Galatians chapter 5 that they have actually alienated themselves from Christ and have fallen from grace. Christ Jesus, when he came, he fulfilled all the requirements of the law. And in him, there's neither circumcised nor uncircumcised. The only thing that counts is faith expressed through love. In the 2 Timothy chapter 2, God's word says the false teachers are spreading like gangrene. And they're causing many to run away from God's truth. The Lord knows those who are his. The only one who confesses in the name of Jesus must turn away from wickedness. We're living in a time where many are willing to put up with all kind of false teaching. And they don't listen for sound doctrine. Instead, they like to hear what suits their desires. They gather around them the kind of teachers that tell them what their itching ear wants to hear. They're turning their ears away from the truth. They're turning the mist. But we have to keep our heads in all situations, enduring hardship, do the work of evangelism, discharge the duties of the ministry God has given us. We cannot neglect that calling that leads us and many into salvation of God. So we have to be careful that we don't fall away or fall short of God's purpose for our lives. We cannot be the kind of Christian who God's word has no value because we don't combine it with faith. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. There's a lot of information out there about salvation and how it works. But God's word is the only true source. Everything else has very little value when it comes to God's salvation. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 2 says, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found have fallen short of it. For we also have the gospel preached to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. See, we learn in the book of Hebrews that if we partake of God's mercy and grace and come to know his goodness and decide to no longer believe in God, then we cannot obtain repentance from God again. These are very strong and powerful scriptures found in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 that should guide us in making a decision to no longer believe and follow in Christ Jesus. We cannot refuse the voice of the Lord when he speaks to us. We will not escape his judgment. We have been warned. We cannot turn away from God. We cannot fall away. We have to persevere and do hardship and do not grow weary. We cannot grow to such heights and then turn away from God. Christ tells the church of Ephesians, look at the height in which you have fallen. See, if we don't repent, then the Lord will remove you from our place among those who are standing before God. So salvation is not only based on us confessing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We also have to repent of our sins, which means we have to turn away from our sins and no longer commit them. It's not easy. Take time for the Spirit to work out sin in our lives that's growing in us so we can grow our faith and believe in the statutes of God. We must see the benefit of us receiving salvation greater than what we receive in this world. With salvation comes both accepting into God's kingdom. We grow in a new beginning. We get a new body, forgiveness of all our sins. God's Holy Spirit is present in us. We receive into our body of Christ and we become a child of God. There's a mixture of different people in the body of Christ seeking God's salvation. Therefore, we have an obligation to each one of us to be part of one body, to encourage and to suffer for and sustain one another. And this is what we are instructed to do as we work to maintain our salvation. We have to help each other stay under God's salvation. And if one of us wanders away, we must work to help bring that person back by sharing God's love, patience, word, kindness, mercy, grace, and compassion to those who have turned away from Christ. Salvation must be received like a child with a willingness to be taught by God. We cannot think that we can bring our religious ways and knowledge of God into God's salvation. See, if we don't receive salvation like a child, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Go with me to Mark chapter 10, verses 14 to 15. I hope you can receive this teaching today. This is God's word. It's not a denomination. It's not theological teaching. This is God's word speaking to us about salvation. And salvation cannot be attained through theological teachings. It comes through believing and falling in Christ Jesus. Mark chapter 10, verses 14 and 15 says, when Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter in. Then he took the child in his arms and he placed his hands on his head and he blessed them. See, Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 5 that we cannot patch old clothing with new garment. See, we cannot mix man-made religion and knowledge and teachings with God's ways. We have to be born again and bring nothing with us so God's word is received in its purest form. So we're walking in God's salvation. We have to work on our salvation as the Holy Spirit instructs us to change so we must become obedient children of God. We must be willing to do God's will. We must be willing to let go of worldly desires. See, we know that there's only one body with different parts and functions. And we must receive our assignment in the body of Christ. We who are called by God in Christ Jesus must be built up in the body through our daily service and devotion. See, God loves, encourages believers and non-believers to seek his salvation, to come into fellowship with his son, so salvation can be poured out upon us. Salvation is not just for a particular race or group or country. It's for all who believe. And the second coming of Christ was prophesied. And when he comes, he will grant us God's salvation. There's no one else which God has given the responsibility of bringing salvation to mankind but Christ Jesus. So we rejoice in knowing that we receive salvation, even when problems and trials come our way. We can now have confidence and hope in God's promises and in His salvation. The time of receiving salvation is urgent, and time is running out. And those who believe must walk in the day and not in the night. So our salvation is secure by the way we live. And we must remember that God's salvation is a free gift to us. It allows us to escape the wrath of God that is coming by receiving God's salvation through Christ Jesus. And we must remember that Christ died so we can receive salvation. And by it, we learn how to be self-controlled, have faith, and have hope in God. We must continue in what we've learned, being convinced by God's word so it makes us wise and standing firm in God's salvation that comes through faith in Christ Jesus. Accepting salvation is like someone giving you something that you don't think you need. You may take it, but because of pride and arrogance and sin, you never put it on or you never wear it. It's hanging in the back of the closet, never being utilized. You remember receiving it, but you refuse to use it. Only if trouble and sickness and destruction comes our way do we ever even consider pulling it out. And God's salvation is meant to be worn every day in full sight of everyone. We don't wear it underneath other things. It provides us protection so we remain acceptable to God. See, we not only accept God's salvation through Christ Jesus, we will let everyone see that we're covered in it. It's part of God's armor that saves and protects us. And this gift is being kept in heaven where it can never perish, spoil, or fade away. And through our faith, it is being shielded by God's power to the coming of salvation. And you and I can rejoice and sing hallelujah to God. And though we have to endure all kinds of trials, if we remain faithful, the one who is coming is faithful and will grant us salvation. We have to work to maintain our salvation. We need to get rid of all malice and deceitfulness and evil and all slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, we need to crave spiritual milk, grow in salvation, become mature in Christ Jesus. Take it upon the meat of Christ. Take it upon the maturity of Christ. Eating it daily so it strengthens us so we know we're walking in confidence all the way to the end. So we're bound by salvation of God. So no matter what trial, no matter what trouble comes our way, we're looking forward to the coming of God's salvation. And we must do everything to remain spotless and blameless and walking in peace when Christ returns. Bearing in mind that through patience comes salvation. We seek a life of salvation with God. Glory to God. God wants every man, woman, and child to experience his enduring and loving salvation. Praise the Lord. Christ came so we come to know that there is a free gift from God, the salvation of our souls. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is a very interesting subject. And I hope you tune in next week to get part two of this. Because we may not think we need it right now, but it's one of those things we cannot put off until the last minute. But who knows the day or the hour when they'll be called home. It is free, so why not accept it while it's available for you to receive? Not only that, when it comes to the purification of our soul and the forgiveness of our sin, we need God's salvation. It's free. We must accept it now. And through the Holy Spirit, it becomes active in us and working things out in our lives, sharing God's gifts with us as we are blessed every day because we're walking in God's presence, walking in His salvation, being sustained by Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is lifting and strengthening us so we'll walk in faith. And you and I may not think we need it, but we need it. It's like gasoline and oil to a car. You can't get anywhere without us. And neither can we look forward to coming to Christ Jesus without living a life of salvation. You and I got to receive this today. This is a journey. This is a life of salvation. This is the way you and I got to live starting today. The accepting Christ Jesus and growing our faith and being established in God and then maturing and growing in God. See, this is the life of salvation God has called us into. And we need to work it out. We need to be working some stuff out in our lives so when Christ Jesus comes and it is revealed, we'll be so honored to walk in the glory and the salvation of God that is given through us through Christ Jesus. We all need it. Lord, help us today. We all need God's salvation. We need it today. We need it today so we have confidence in tomorrow. We have confidence in when we wake up in God as before Christ Jesus and we're being judged. We need it now. We need salvation now. We all need it. We must come to believe in the salvation of God. Through all troubles, trials, and tribulations, it is an honor to receive the gift of salvation. And you and I have to walk day and night in it. I ask God to be with us and guide us as we walk in his salvation, as we accept his word, and we don't add, modify, or change it, but we keep God's word pure so it can purify us, so the salvation of our souls will be at hand when Christ Jesus returns. A life of salvation. I pray to God that you tune in next week to receive Life of Salvation Part 2, but that it may complete your understanding that you and I need to be walking in salvation. There's no other way. We must put it on. It must be fully armed. It protects us from all things. Though trouble will come our way, salvation, God's love and kindness will be upon us. God, guide us and keep us. Father, help us in Jesus' name. May God bless you and guide you today. Amen.